Good morning. We are talking with Clayton Burke from the Iowa Department of Transportation. And whew, Clayton, we were talking a little bit off air. It's probably been a really interesting year in the Iowa DOT office. I know for those outside of Northeast Iowa, Southwest Wisconsin, of course, there's road projects happening across the state of Iowa. But the big one that everybody here in the Driftless region, Northeast Iowa, Southwest Wisconsin, we're all talking about the Black Hawk Bridge. And 1 week from today, that Black Hawk Bridge is going to close for good. And there's been lots of talk about this. I mean, so much in our little Driftless area here. But I have you on the phone today, and we're going to talk about the very specifics of what is happening. Of course, the bridge is going to close right around 7 a.m. on October 20th, correct?
Right.
And then, so that's a week from today, the bridge, the Black Hawk Bridge, the current bridge, will be demolished, and construction on the new bridge will continue as planned, correct?
That's the plan, yeah. And it's not as exciting as it sounds to start the demolition. The contractor is just going to be removing certain parts of the bridge to lighten it and prepare it for demolition. But the explosive demolition will actually occur in mid-December.
Okay. Now, will that have any effect, you know, you say explosive demolition, will that have any effect on what has been poured for the new bridge?
It is fairly close, but these explosive implosions of existing structures are very well controlled and designed by an expert engineering firm that specializes in demolition. So we are not concerned with the existing bridge having any effect or damaging any of the parts of the new bridge that we already have constructed.
And of course, this wasn't the plan to begin with. The plan was to kind of have those the old bridge open while the new bridge was being built. That was the original plan. Those outside of construction maybe don't understand as much as you guys do that plans can very easily change. So what was it that happened that, hey, we got it, we got to stop with the existing bridge, tear it down before we continue with the construction of the new bridge?
Yeah, it was a very difficult decision. We've struggled with the existing bridge throughout the construction project. And like you said, the intent was to always maintain traffic on that bridge throughout the project. But there have been several instances where during construction, the existing bridge foundation has moved. And we know that because we have monitors and sensors on the existing bridge that tell us how much it moves, or if it tilts or vibrates. And we have safety thresholds that establish it can move up to 3/4 of an inch. And then that's our safety threshold. So multiple times we've exceeded those safety thresholds. And then we've closed the bridge. And the first time we actually went out and replaced a couple of piers underneath the existing bridge with new steel piers that have a foundation that goes all the way down to bedrock. The most recent time in May of this year, when the bridge moved again, we closed it and had an engineering firm actually evaluate the bridge, and they developed a model of the existing bridge that has each little piece of the bridge in the computer model. And then they can use that model to twist the bridge and see how much stress is in each one of the different steel beams that make up the truss of the bridge. And then we worked with that engineering firm to figure out first if the bridge was safe in the condition it's in, which we found out it was, and then reopened it. And then to figure out how much further we could move that bridge. And what we found was that we had pushed it about as far as we could push it and maintain a comfortable amount of comfortable factor of safety with the bridge moving on its own thermally, because when a bridge heats up, it expands, and when it cools down, it contracts. So it's always moving on its own. So we knew we had a safe structure. We knew we had enough factor of safety to reopen it, but we didn't feel comfortable and it wasn't safe to continue construction and risk the bridge moving anymore. So that's when the difficult decision came in to close the existing bridge and demolish it before we could continue with construction of the new bridge, just to make sure that the bridge was safe for the public as well as the contractor working next to it.
And of course, you know, the DOT, lots has been said about this, maybe not so nice about the DOT, but in the end, you know, safety is your primary concern. And when it gets to this part where you're talking about how much a bridge can shift and, you know, we've pushed it to its limits, then you're talking about, could a catastrophic event happen? And would you rather take the heat and the difficult conversations that are, hey, we're closing this bridge, and yes, it's going to be really, really inconvenient for a year and a half, or do you risk some catastrophic event happening?
I'd take the heat any day.
Exactly. And yep. So, you know, we're discussing this and a lot of people are talking about it, and it is going to be very inconvenient and the economic impact that it's going to have. But the one thing I know that you guys want to talk about and kind of highlight is there is a car ferry that will be set up and hopefully running in November. And talk a little bit just about what that will be and who will be able to use that.
So in the past, we've implemented what we call a water taxi that just ferried people back and forth across the river to a shuttle service that went to either DeSoto or Lansing. We know that it's definitely not a long-term solution, and it was inconvenient for people. So this time, we know the period of closure is going to be much longer, and we wanted to provide a better level of service, and we are implementing a full car ferry to get people and their vehicles across the river to where they need to go. We are actively working on the landing sites for that car ferry. So we're in the process. We are constructing the infrastructure needed for that ferry to land and pick up vehicles and then land on the other side of the river and drop off vehicles.
Now, I have a question that I know somebody was talking about. They came in here to the radio station. We were talking about it. This is set to November. You don't have an exact date yet. Will it run through the winter? Because, of course, the river freezes.
Yep, I see that a lot. it is concerning, but if you're familiar with the project, the past two winters, the contractor has kept the river channel open with their tugs and barges so that they could continue on the construction project. This winter will be the exact same. The contractor is going to continuously keep the channel open, and we're just asking them to keep the channel open a little further to the north so that the car ferry can also get under the existing bridge and to the other side of the river. So we intend to keep the ferry open throughout the winter, provided that we don't have any extreme cold spells where the contractor can't keep up with the ice, in which case then we would have to close the ferry for whatever period of time that would be, but then we'd reopen it when we can catch back up with the ice.
All right, so I think that's the big question that I've heard the most of. The ferry will be open throughout the winter, just pending no freak, like, three-week, you know, negative degree temperature spells.
Yep, absolutely.
And as we look forward to the new bridge, and construction is still, you know, ongoing there and on schedule, correct?
In a way, we're not following the original construction schedule anymore. We've had, due to the movement of the existing bridge, there have been several instances where we've had to completely change the order of the activities in which we build the new bridge. And so we've done that again just recently, and we are currently on schedule based on that change in activities.
And so the new bridge will tentatively at this point is still slated for 2027 opening, correct?
Yeah, we're shooting for spring of 2027.
All right. And again,
we're still on track for that.
That is good to hear. And like I said, it's going to be a very interesting next year and a half, because of course we were talking about this off air, and you know, we've talked about this a lot. In the summer of 2026, there is a roundabout project happening as you come into Prairie du Chien off the bridge here. So there will essentially be a detour on the detour, which I'm assuming you're working with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation as well, and you've kind of planned for that extra traffic.
Correct. We've been working with Wisconsin DOT throughout the project, and the roundabout project has come up a couple times. We've seen some plans for the project and what the different stages will look like. And so there will be periods where there's a local detour, but my understanding is that we're not talking about the extent of the detour that's currently in place or the Wisconsin 35 project that will hopefully be wrapping up here October 24th before the car ferry is in place.
But hey, come 2027, driving in Northeast Iowa and Southwest Wisconsin is going to be amazing. There'll be roundabouts and Prairie du Chien. There'll be a new bridge. Highway 35 will be, you know, nice and new. It's going to be perfect come 2027.
Yeah, all the new stuff. It's going to be really exciting.
It's going to be great. We just have to kind of grin and bear it for the next year and a half, get through this you know, growing pain stage. And if we can hold on to 2027, it's going to be really, really great. You know, you're not going to have to worry about some of those problems that you had with the old Lansing Bridge with the width. And, you know, even I'm 40 years old and I lived in Lansing and, you know, it's constantly been a thing. So hopefully with the new bridge, you're not going to have some of those closures and the lane problems and all that stuff. And it's going to be some growing pains, but good things come 2027.
Absolutely. It's going to be really nice when it's done.
Yes. We are talking with Clayton Burke from the Iowa DOT. Thanks for joining us. And, of course, very excited at least to have that car ferry, and it will be up and running through the winter months to kind of ease on some of that traffic and the detour as well. Thanks for joining us this morning, Clayton. We appreciate it. And if anything changes, and hopefully it doesn't, we'll get you back on the air and have you tell us about it.
Absolutely. Anytime, Lori.